Gemara tells us that his humor that Pevova Medves Machloikis, the person was Mizvada on a chait 1 year, if he should be Mizvada again the second year. For instance, a person last Yom Kippur was Mizvada on a chait that he did the year before, should he go be Mizvada again this coming Yom Kippur? The Machloikis two Tanoim in the Gemara. What the din is. One man the Omer holds that ain't a chizah u mitzvada. He shouldn't be mitzvada again, because if he will be mitzvada again, he's kikelev shov al kiyoy. A very strong loshin. One that's mitzvada, if he was mitzvada once, is like a kelev that's shov al kiyoy. But if he did avera again, he's chizah u mitzvada, the Gemara says. The other man the Omer says, no. David HaMelech says, chatos inegdi somit. One should be mitzvada once and be mitzvada again. There are two things that need explanation in this Gemara. First of all, we need explanation in this Gemara. What does it mean that when one is mitzvada again on a chet, it's kikelev shaval kiyoy? What is so wrong of being mitzvada once you were once mitzvada? You shouldn't be mitzvada again on a chet. What is the reason it should be forbidden according to that manda oma machleik is how we pasken, and why is it called kikelev shaval kiyoy? Secondly, Rabbi Paul Hamburger asks a question that's a very strong question. The Gemara says that if he does the chet again, he has to be misvada. What are we talking about? Are we talking about he should be misvada on that he did the chet this year? Pshita. The Gemara doesn't have to say that he has to be misvada. So what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean that if he did the chet, him shona bo chayzeh misvada? Why does he have to be chayzeh mizvada? That's the question that Rafal Amberg asks. And he draws a conclusion, a conclusion that's a pachad nifla. He draws a conclusion the following. Chazal tell us that tshuva has in its three parts. Charota, person has to be charota and aveiro. Another part is vidui. Another part is kabbalah ala osit. The Rambam says that when a person does tshuva, he has to do tshuva to the degree Achiyoid all of Yedea Talumais, that the Beira Olam with the Yedea Talumais should be made in him Shalayov Shuv Lekislaid, that he will never do the Chet again. That's what the Rambam says. That means the Kabbalah has to be a Kabbalah, that he'll never do the Chet again. The Beira Shalayim knows Yedea if the person will do the Chet again, and the person has to be a Kabbalah himself that he won't do the Chet again, the Chuv has to be Yod all of Yedea Talumais. What will happen if the person does do the Chet again? Does the tshuva become bottle or the tshuva doesn't become bottle? If one does tshuva on aveira, then Rachmana Litzlani does the aveira again, does the original tshuva become bottle or not? Zoktra befall hamburger, adova, that's a pachad nifla. That's what the Gemara says, im shonaba, choyza u mitzvada. Of course on the aveira that he did this year he has to be mitzvada. He has to be choyza u mitzvada on the aveira that he did the year before. Because since he did tshuva and he did aveira again, it's proof, Zok Rabbi Fall Hamburger, Pachat Nifla, we're talking about the God of Israel, that was a Pesik, and he said, that what? That aveira tshuva becomes bottles, you have to be mitzvada again on the original aveira. That's what the Gemara means, chayzeh mitzvada. There's a sefer tshuva Shari Tzion, from the one who the Chofetz Chaim took haskama from. He printed the Mishnah Berurah, he took three askomets, one askomet from this Mechaber of Tshuva Shari Tzion, and he brings in Jurash of Shabbat Tshuva, this Rabbi Fall Hamburger, and he says, Shorele Morei, to say such a thing, we all know that Rachmanu Litzlan, we fall through again if we do Tshuva. And that will mean that all the Tshuvas become bottle, the Tshuva becomes bottle, that once we do an Aveira again, the Tshuva becomes a bottle. So the Kasha is a very good Kasha. What does the Gemara mean? Mshonaba, Chayzeh Mitzvada. If it doesn't come bottle the original tshuva, why should it be chayzeh mitzvada? Third of all, we have another question. Why taket doesn't it become bottle? If the Rambam says that when one does an Aveira, it has to be Achi Yod, all of Yedeya Talumas, when he does Tshuva, Shalay Yoshuv, and he does go back, the Rebbeinu Shalom as Yediyah and Pchira, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows he'll go back, so that means the Aveira wasn't, the Tshuva wasn't the Tshuva, because he went and did the Aveira again. How can we understand Tshuva? Truth of the matter is, why is it so important for us to understand this Inyan? Because the Yetzirah is a very big mumche. And the reason why most of us don't do tshuva, I will tell you two reasons why most of us don't do tshuva. One reason most of us don't do tshuva is because the Yetzirah tells us how hard it is to do tshuva. The Yetzirah makes a bear from tshuva. He makes it a very big problem. And therefore we feel that we can't attain it and we give up hope. That's one thing the Yetzirah does. The second thing is the Yetzirah instills a major fear from tshuva. Why does he instill a major fear from tshuva? Which is something we'll talk about maybe later. But in Eschatoya and Imaskia, when I went to high school, I read what they gave us to read in high school. And reading in high school, one of the books that I read explained why a guy in the street doesn't commit suicide when he loses his money, when all his life turns around on him. Why doesn't he commit suicide? And the reason he doesn't commit suicide is because the fear of the unknown is greater than anything he has to deal with. The biggest problem a guy has to deal with is the fear of the unknown will overcome all his problems. And therefore he doesn't commit suicide. Because the fear of the unknown, we as Yidden believe that there's a Gan Eden, there's a Gehenna, so we have no fear of the unknown. But the guy has a fear of the unknown and therefore he doesn't commit suicide. I think that 99.9% of people that are not ready to take the drastic change of tshuva, the about the face of tshuva, the U-turn of tshuva, is because they don't know how they'll be accepted if they do tshuva. It's the fear of the unknown that doesn't let them do tshuva. It's the fear of the unknown what will be their matzav, how their life will look, how they will be accepted at home, how they'll be accepted in community, how they will be accepted by friends. Many, many different questions that the fear of the unknown, the fear of changing my life to a new lifestyle, how that lifestyle will look is a fear of the unknown which causes a person not to make that move of tshuva. But let us go back to the problem of the Rambam HaShiyod Olav Yedei Talumis. I found a Metzia Nifla. A Metzia Nifla which is a Moyedikes Chaskus a night before Yom Kippur. What is the Inyan of the Rambam HaShiyod Olav Yedei Talumis? The Nesivais. The same Nesivais on Chesh Mishpat. The Chaim Chavas Das on Yeredeya. Wrote a chibur on a goddess Hashas called Emes LeYakov, and he said a davar nifla pshat. But to understand this davar nifla, we have to understand what chet is, and we have to understand what a mitzvah is. We have to understand that we make a bracha every time we go do a mitzvah. We make a bracha shekitshonu b'mitzvaso v'tzivonu. We make a bracha shekitshonu b'mitzvaso v'tzivonu. What is this bracha that we are saying? We are saying in essence that when we go and do a mitzvah, that mitzvah is mamshech, brings down upon the person a ruach of kedusha. The person has changed from before doing the mitzvah to after doing the mitzvah. He's not the same person that did the mitzvah before. He became a new person. He became asher kitshonu b'mitzvaysof. It's not just a maisa mitzvah that the person did. He was mamshech on himself a ruach of kedusha, depending on every mitzvah, on what he was mamshech a ruach of kedusha. We know that our chachomim tell us there are remach mitzvahs asei and there are remach evarim, meaning every mitzvah corresponds to an evel, and when I would know what that mitzvah is, it's mamshech kedusha on that evel, exactly to that evel. There are certain mitzvahs that are mamshech kedusha on the whole guf. The Sasemis brings from the Chedusha Erim that those mitzvahs that are called oises, like tzvilin, tzitzis, that's shokol kineged kol ha-terei kula Shabbos, they make a tikkun in the shleimus of Adam. Those are the mitzvahs that make a tikkun in the shleimus of Adam. But every mitzvah is mamshech kedusha. That's something that we have to realize. The mitzvahs elevate a person. Mitzvahs are mamshech kedusha on a person. The opposite is true, rachmana litzlan, on the other side of the coin. When a person, rachmana litzlan, does what he shouldn't do. When a person does an aveira, rachmana litzlan. An aveira has the opposite effect than a mitzvah. Just like a mitzvah has in it the koyach of ruach of kedusha, an aveira has the opposite effect, which is called a ruach atoma. A person does an aveira, he has a ruach atoma. The Nesivis tells us something that be'etzem is a pachat. We all believe in freedom of choice. We all believe in pechira. Bechira means that I have a 50-50 choice. I have a choice to go right, I have a choice to go left. Uvacharto v'chaim. Rei nesati lefanech, I gave you as a chaim, as a chaim, as a toy, as a chaim, as a toy, as a mob, as a kalola. Uvacharto v'chaim. You have to be boichen chaim. That's the mitzvah, 50-50. Zog, the nesivis, that's all before you stepped over the bounds and you didn't go over the red line and you didn't do an aveira. Once you did an aveira and you were mamshech on yourself a ruach atoma, that mishkal abchira suddenly changed. That mishkal abchira suddenly changed because that aveira put on you a ruach atoma and suddenly there's something that's pulling you, something that's pulling you to the left. That's the oimek apshat of a mishnah aveira gereres aveira. What does it mean? One aveira pulls another aveira. Why? What is pulling me to the other aveira? Pulling me to the other aveira is the ruach atoma that's created by the aveira. That's what pulls me to go after the next aveira. A mitzvah gereres mitzvah. The kedusha that I'm mamshich through a mitzvah is mamshich me and pulls me to go to another mitzvah. So really, the mishkal abchira changes. It changes depending on how much ruach atoma a person has and how much ruach hakedusha a person has. That's how the mishkal abchira changes. We'll soon see how we put the mishkal abchira back on an even keel. But that's the nesivis says. So the nesivis tells you adav al niflam. Rachman al tzlam, when a person does the first aveira, that aveira has a chain effect. Has a chain effect, it causes a second aveira, third aveira, fourth aveira, fifth aveira. But the Rambam says, "Ache yoydolav yodeya talumei shelo yoshuv lekisla oid," means that my first aveira that I did will not cause me to do any more aveiras because I made a stop to the chain. Tshuva stopped the chain. Now if I'll do an aveira, it's not going to be because I did an aveira last year. It's going to be because tomorrow's Yetzara causing me to do an aveira. That's not a stira to the tshuva. The Rambam only says, the Yedeya Talumais should know that Shelo Yoshev L'Kisla Oid means that this aveira that you did so much tshuva on, that you were oikir the aveira, you took away, you killed that Ruach HaToma, you are menaki yourself in that Ruach HaToma, and suddenly you have nothing to push you again. Nothing is pushing you to go further. That chain effect has stopped. That's what it means, Yadol V'Yedei Talumais. I think that if one hears clearly what the Nesivis tells us, one understands the Hadgosha in the Pasik, Ki Be'yoy Mazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Taher Eschem Mikol Chatoiseichem. Why is it used the Lashon L'Taher? It should be used the same Lashon, Ki Be'yoy Mazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'Chaper Aleichem Mikol Chatoiseichem. Which Tara are we talking about? What is the Hadgosha of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Metaher, Rabbi Kiva, the Rebbeinu which Tara are we talking about? We are not talking about the Kapara on the Etzam Aveira. There's something else that has to happen. There's a Tara that has to happen. With this, I think we can answer a Kasha that the Chofetz Chaim asked. Rabbi Chanon brings in the back of Kevitz Ores a Hafle de Kikasha from the Chofetz Chaim. We say that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam did a big chesed. He gave us a brayer to do tshuva. A very big chesed. We have a brayer to do tshuva. Frekta Chofetz Chaim azak kasha. Person did mitzvahs after doing mitzvahs his whole life. Rachman al Tzlan, he was toya ala rishaynes. Was toya ala rishaynes. The person left Derech HaYosha and he was toya ala rishaynes. What's the halacha, the Gemara in Kedushin? He loses all the mitzvahs. If so, then the, at least so much, if he's Toya al Rishaynus of Daveris, he should lose all Daveris. So if so, what's the greatest godless of Tshuva? Toiv v'yoshor Hashem al kein yorech hatoem badorech. So the Heilige Rabbeinu Yoinah Shari Tshuva. It's a merdike toiv and yashchus from the Meroilo machesed elyoin that accepts Tshuva. Frek the Chofetz Chaim, it's a chesed. It's sure it's a din. If Toya al Rishaynus, you lose mitzvahs, so Toya al Rishaynus, you should lose Averis. The Teretz is, there's two things. There's the Oynish of an Avera, and there is the Tumah of an Aveira. Of course, the chesed of tshuva is not on the oynish of the Aveira. That could be the Chofetz Chaim is right. Toya al Rishaynus, you lose a mitzvah, you lose an Aveira. We are talking about the begam that Aveira made, that Ruach HaToma that Aveira made, that change in the Bechira that Aveira made. The Aveira changed to where you connected. The Aveira changed and put you into a different state. You're now somebody that's going not straight, you're going left. That breira, that tshuva straightens you out. The tshuva takes away the chatoim with the tara of the chatoim. That is the chiddush of tshuva. The lefnei Hashem titaru. That ashreichem Yisrael that Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah is not ashreichem Yisrael that the Rebbeinu Shalom is mechaper on a chet. Ashreichem Yisrael that the Rebbeinu Shalom is metar with a chet. There is a special chesed elyon that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away the Tumah of the chet, the begam of the chet, which that should be, even though you have a kapara on the einish, but still you are pagan, you're still on the wrong track. That's the chiddush of tshuva. Tshuva takes away the begam of the chet, and that's what it says in Rambam. That has to be yoyod olav yodeya talumais, that shel yoshev lekis la'id means that the avera that you did will not push you, the avera that you did will not take you on the track of doing more averas. It's a whole new look on what it means at she yoshev and on tshuva. Tshuva doesn't mean that I'll never do it again. Of course you have to be mekabel, you'll never do it again. You have to be mekabel that you don't want to do it again. And you have to be mekabel that the matzav that you are, that's pushing you to do it again. You want to leave that. If Rachmano Litzlam, the Yetzer is going to come again, and you're going to lose the fight tomorrow again, that's a new war. It's a new melchama. When a person loses, wins one war, and he loses the next war, he doesn't lose automatically the war before. It's two different wars. That's what Yom Kippur does. Yom Kippur gives you a bereira to start again. That's what it lies in this Rambam. It's a whole new look on tshuva, and it's a very big chizuk for a person to see the difference of tshuva and to see what a person has by tshuva. The Heilige Baditshuva, I think that that's what the Heilige Baditshuva means. The Heilige Baditshuva uses the same rayon to understand a meyudik chesed of the bereilam, something that a person should have a meyudik simcha. We said today, every day, the Yud Gimel Midah Shel Rachmim, and we said Mavir Rishain Rishain. Nobody stopped to think, could we daven a little bit too fast to Slichus? What does it mean, Mavir Rishain Rishain? Which Rishain Rishain? Why does it have to say Mavir Rishain Rishain? Mechila Lachatom. What does it mean, Marbe Mechila Lachatom Slicha Lapeshim? He's Marbe? Yes, Mechila Lachatom Slicha Lapeshim. What is the Marbe? The Heilige Baditshuva says that a person really has a good teretz on his chaton. Why? Because there's a ruach chaton that's pushing him. He's an oynis on his chaton. So truthfully, on which avera are you shuldig? On which avera is truly the goyim of all the averas? The first avera is the goyim of all the averas. The second avera, the third avera is already a domino effect of the first avera. So the Rebbeinu Shalom Bereiv Chazdei V'tuvai is Ma'avir Rishain Rishain. He takes off the first avera. That's Ma'avir Mechila L'chatoim. That's a Merdeke Chesed of the Bereilom. That is Ma'avir Mechila L'chatoim. It might be very easy, but usually the first time a person does the Avera, it was the biggest gishmak. The second time and the third time, it's a lot easier. That says in one of the Kadmeinim tell us, a Dovah Nifla, to look at the godless of the Beir Olam. I don't remember which sefer it says, but it's a Dovah Nifla. The Chazal tell us, Kim Sha'ova Adam Avera, Mishonaba, Hutrelei. Hutrelei, Salkadaitach, Alanas is like a Heta. What for? Fear. It's fair to be nice like a heta, Dr. Azay. To do tshuva on an avera with gishmak is very hard. It's very hard. And when he feels the cheshik to the avera, then to do tshuva is a very hard thing. But if the avera becomes very hergal and you lose your time with avera, it's much easier to do tshuva. Mayim ginuvim yimtoku. 50% of our gishmak in avera is because it's mayim ginuvim. Because it's Mayim Genuvim. The minute it's Kehutrelai, it loses its Mayim Genuvim. The Rebbeinu Shalom did a chesed that it's Kehutrelai, that you should be able to do tshuva. You shouldn't have the cheshik to the Aveira anymore. It should take away the Mayim Genuvim Yimtoku of the Aveira. So the Kehutrelai is a toiva for the person. It's easier for him to pull away from the Aveira, because it loses the Mayim Genuvim Yimtoku. It's all to see the chesed of the Beir Olam, that the Beir Olam gave us tshuva. So going back to the point, the Inyan of doing an Aveira again, of course, is not Oike the Tshuva, the Mafreya. And the Tshuva stays Tshuva, it's a new Aveira, unless you didn't do Tshuva. But if you did Tshuva and you made a stop to the Chet, you pushed away the Chet, then of course, then it's a new Inyan. So what is Pshat in the Gemara in Shonaba? Chayze Umitzvada. To understand that, we have to go back and visit why it's Kekel of Shoval Kiyoy. Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Aaron, the Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron tells us, Azach, It's mamish half love a fella. None of us look at it this way. Two times he says a shmuz, once erev Rosh Hashanah, once in Aseres Yemei Mishnas Rabbanan Chelek Beis, and he tells us dvorim neflaim ad mirit, mamish dvorim neflaim. I think it's very easy for us to comprehend if we'll use a very simple marshal. We'll use a marshal. A person sat and read in the newspaper that Gedolei Yisrael did the following. They did a certain thing. We have Gedolei Yisrael, Zikne Ader, Rav Yashev, Rav Yaan Leib, all Yidden, the Baruch Hashem, the Ebishter, let them in our door from 80, 90 years ago. Anoy the Kechesed of the Bera Olam. And we'll sit and say something that's wrong. We'll slip. We'll comment something that's a bazoin to them. Then I'll come to Eretz Yisrael, I have remorse. I'll knock on the door, Rav Yaan Leib, Rav Chaznish 5, and I'll walk into the room and I'll tell him, Rebbe, I sat in America and I spoke against you. How many times is your stomach going to turn over? How much busha are you going to have? You'll go in with your head bowed. You won't be able to say the words out of your mouth. How can you tell a God of Israel that you were vayishim, you spoke against him? Dr. Baron, could you imagine the chutzpah of a person? You're coming to tell the Rebbe Nishaylam, Ashamnu, Bagadnu, Achet Shechatonu Lefanecha. What does this mean? You're talking to the Rebbe Nishaylam, you're talking to Melech, Malchi, Amalachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you say such words to the Rebbe Nishaylam? That's a chutzpah, it's missing busha. It's missing the busha that a person is supposed to have. Do you say that you say this of a yid is busha? How do we know that you say that you say this of a yid is busha? Rabbi Aaron, we said it over many times, but it's kedai to repeat. Rabbi Aaron says in a shmuz that when a person does something to be oikir midas busha, something in today's day and age is very prevalent, such a midah, to be oikir midas busha. I'm not ashamed of anything. That's the way people live today. We're not ashamed. The Kaban Yoiva love the rice. Which love Yoiva? Yishom alecha, shmur nafshecha, shmur nafshecha miyoit, pentishkach et advarim, asher ro einecha, yoim asher madato lefnei Hashem elekecha b'chirif. Why? It says a posik, l'man tiyo yorosi apneichem levil tisech tohu. The Gemara says that the whole maimed arsina was that you shouldn't come to chet. The Gemara says in the Dorim, what does levil tisech tohu mean? Zua busha. So the whole Maimed Arsinai was here for what reason? That we should have busha. And if you're going to be oikid a busha, you're oikid all Maimed Arsinai. So it's tishkach that you're making a shikha of Maimed Arsinai, so you're oikid that love. As I said in Abaran, Dvorim Neiroam Admiyeit, it's a little bit techap what means being oikid midas busha, ripping out the midah of being ashamed of people. That's a lot what we suffer on today. Most of the reasons why chet is so prevalent today is because we're missing midas busha. So, if you're missing midas busha, how can we say al-chet? Al-chet is a stira. Teretz is, it's a mitzvah. The Bar Olam said, we have a zvadu. We have to be mizvada. We have no breira. It's tak, we have to say it. We're a moyer de kibusha. We're a moyer de kachno. We'll soon talk about it. But the etzem, the only reason we can say vidui, is only because the Bar Olam told us to say vidui. If the Bar Olam didn't tell us to say vidui, we can't say vidui. How can you say vidui for the Bar Olam? So if you don't have to say vidui again, of course, you're not allowed to say vidi again. It's kekelef shaval kiyoy. Where's your busha? You're saying again? You're going to go repeat again for Rebbein Shalom Achet Shechetan Elefanecha? You were mitzvada once. That was the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah again. So, Mamel, if there's no mitzvah again, it's the biggest avul Shabbailam to say again vidui. That's the beer in the Manda Oma that one shouldn't be mitzvada twice on a chet. Because if he was mitzvada the first time on the chet, he realized that it's all, the emes doesn't belong there. It should be mitzvada on a chet. Why am I mitzvada? I'm mitzvada only because the Rebbein Shalom told me to, a second time now. The Rebbein goes further. Avada and avada, a person has to do tshuva and a chet all the time. V'chatosi negdi somet. You have to do tshuva your whole life, because there's no end to how much tshuva you have to do. I once said over a sasemes, I think it's a mitzvah to say over Erev Yom Kippur such a sasemes. In Parashat Vayeshev, and Sam says a beautiful question. Yosef HaTzadik was oimed in an Nesoyan that we don't understand. The Medrash tells us, Ahu Matrenusa, there was a Matrenusa that said, Efshir, it's possible that Yosef was 16 years old, 16 and a day, he was in 17th year, and he was oimed in such an Nesoyan, in the time of the greatest heat of a person's life, he should be oimed in such an Nesoyan. What happened the day Yosef HaTzadik was oimed in Nesoyan? What happened on that day? He was thrown into prison for 2 years. It's Yosef. That day that he was reached the highest madrega in his life, on that day he got thrown into prison. Why? How do we understand it? We have no kashas on the Bar Olam. But if we can learn a hezbe, we have to learn a hezbe. So the Heilig is Hashem is Neir of Oyim. The person got higher. He was oimed in Nesoyin. So when a person goes up in Madrege, we revisit his chataim. We revisit his chataim on the new level that he's in. And on the first level, Yosef HaTzadik did tshuva and did bosom ra. But on this new level that he picked himself up to, there is again a new tvi on him, Adi Tibal Samara. And on this level, after being Oymed Ben Nisayon, he deserves 2 years tvi on that Lashon Hara. You know how the Sesemis ends that piece? What do we do a day that we had a good day? Everybody has a good day. The day he did mitzvahs, he did a big chesed that day, he learned better that day, he davened better that day. Shalom alai nafshi. So the Sasemis, shalom alai nafshi. All your chatoam are being revisited now. Your nahaya madrege, your chatoam are being revisited now. I think that this Sasemis is the teretz on the slachlonu of Motzi Yom Kippur. What's the teretz on the slachlonu of Motzi Yom Kippur? Nochay Yom Kippur, you come out from Yom Kippur pure, you come out from Yom Kippur anu madrega, now we start looking at you differently, now we have to look at you differently, now you have to start again, because you're on a higher madrega. Somebody will say, if the anger is a so it doesn't pay. Chas v'sholem. Chas v'sholem, that's what we're here for. We're here to elevate ourselves. We have to realize what we're going through when we elevate ourselves. We realize what we have to do. So of course, chatosi negdi somet. But vidui not. But now we understand the Gemara. If one was misvada, if one did the chet again, and anyway has to be misvada. So he's not doing an aveira in Shonaba. He has to be misvada anyway. So of course he should be misvada on the original aveira. Why? Because he has to do tshuva anyway again. The only reason he's not allowed to be misvada again is because it's missing busha. So, but if he has to be misvada again anyway, so he can be misvada in Shonaba. Why is misvada? Because not missing busha. That's the teretz in the Gemara. What does Rabbi Aaron tell us afterwards? Rabban tells us something that's very important. Vidui Yom Kippur. We're talking about Vidui Yom Kippur is a bizoyan, it's a mitzvah. So Rabban, let us look at the other side of the coin. If someone is going to say that he did a chet and he doesn't mean it, then it's a lot more chutzpah. You're going to walk into God of Yisrael and say, you know, I'm asking you mechila, I spoke against you. And you turn around, you start laughing, you don't mean it. That's the worst of the worst. So Rav Aaron, if you're going to say vidui, and it's going to be missing the busha b'shas you say vidui, the achno b'shas you say vidui, that busha, it's better you don't say vidui, because it doesn't help such a vidui, and that vidui is only an inyan of lacking the respect for the Beira Elam, the ikir of Yom Kippur. The Iker of Yom Kippur. The Iker of Yom Kippur is being makir that there's a Beira Olam on the world. That's the Iker of Yom Kippur. Let me say over an Ikrim. And this Ikrim, I think, is the Iker Sheba Ikrim that a Yid has to work on Yom Kippur. The Ikrim tells us Dvarim Pshutim Admiot. There is no Ben Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov that we know of that remembers B'Sha'as HaChet that there's a Beira Olam on this world and remembers that there's a Gehenim. And he's going to go and do an Aveira. There doesn't exist such a person. There's no such person. There's no such person that's amazed that that degree of a Pesheya, of a Moirit, that he remembers, oh, Tzedah Gehenem, I don't care, I'm going to do an Aveira. There isn't such a person. The Heilige Baditshuva said, the Reshus Chochma has a Masechtas Gehenem. Masechtas Gehenem, with all its, every prat of what Gehenem is all about. The Yetzirah is very prevalent. So if the Yetzirah would be in Svarim Shank, and the Reshus Chochma would be plastered in the streets, it would be a tain on a Yid, why is not a chet? But Tzachakel, the Reshus Chochma is locked into the Svarim Shank, and the Yetzirah is all over the street. Was Vilman for Nayid? That's what the Heilige Baditshuva said. That means nobody zindiks remembering the Reshus Chochma, remembering a Masechtas Gehenna. So the Ikrim, we have a very big question. Tshuva Meyira is something that we have to work on. That's the first way we have to work on. Tshuva Me'ava is higher than our Madreig. First we have to work on Tshuva Meyira. Zdoinus Nas, like Ishkoges. We have a very big head start. How do we get it? What's so good about Tshuva Meyira? Tshuva Meyira should be scorned at. Why is it a good thing, Tshuva Meyira? He's afraid of the patch that we're doing Tshuva, that's such a maila. Zog the Ikrim. You know why it's such a maila? The whole chait that you did was because you forgot there's a Beira Olam on the world, and you forgot there was the inyan of Schar V'Einish. What's the take on remembering Schar Va'enish? Tshuva Mi'yigo is being makir that the Beira Olam of this world. Being makir that somebody that runs this world. Being makir that everything that happens is Schar Va'enish. If you remember Schar Va'enish, you remember that the Beira Olam, that alone is enough tshuva to make it into a Shoigig. Because if you were a Shoigig, you didn't remember there was a Beira Olam at that point. You were Nichnas Beiruach Shtus. That's the Yisayda Tshuva. Yisayda Tshuva is coming back to that Kara that the Baal Bosa of the world. There's a Beira Olam of the world. There's somebody that gives Schar Va'enish. That's the Yisayda Tshuva of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we have to be Mizbeinen, who is standing in front. Not to forget that there's a Beira Olam. Not to forget there's somebody that runs this world. That's the first Nikud of Yom Kippur. Is to be Makir the Beira Olam. To be Makir again the Bashefer. To be Makir again the Schar Va'enish of this world. That alone is the biggest kapara, because that's the opposite of the Ruach Shtus of a Chet. Ruach Shtus of a Chet is that we forget that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's the biggest Ruach Shtus there could be, but we forget that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam when we do a Chet. The tikkun is remembering that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The tikkun is that Korah that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's our tikkun for Yom Kippur. Our tikkun for Yom Kippur is to remember clearly that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam this world, to make that Korah the Rebbeinu Shel Olam this world, and that is the Yisayda Tshuva. That is the Yisayda Tshuva, and that Tshuva is Mechapa. That's something that we all could do. It's something we all could do. That's nothing, but it's beyond us. It's our shouldn't tell us it's beyond us. It's something that we could be misbinding Yom Kippur. We go to say Achet. Who are we saying Achet for? Achet Shechatonu. But Lefanecha. You have to remember the Lefanecha. That's what Achet is. Not the Achet Shechatonu is the most important thing. Don't remember the Achet. The Chedushirim said there's a terrible problem with Achet. It's a very big problem with Achet, especially for some people it's a tremendous problem. Especially if you're going to go say the long viduyim and you're going to go translate in English while you say vidui, you can run into a very big problem with the Chedusherim. You say, Achet Shechatonu Lefanecha, when Monday night, October 23rd, I went there and there, suddenly where's your mind? Exactly where you went. So where are you now in the middle of the Aveira again? So that's not what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants from you. Now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want you to revisit the Aveira. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam doesn't want you to revisit the Aveira. It's very common that when a person says Al-Chait and he starts thinking about his Chataim, he revisits the Aveira and Rachman Al-Tzvon, he can be over the Aveira and Machshava. That's not what the Beira Olam wants. The Ikin Nekud is the Lefanecha. The Lefanecha. Remember the Lefanecha. Remember in front of who I did the Chet. Remember there's the Lefanecha. I didn't do the Chet in a hidden room and nobody was there. It was Lefanecha. That's the Ikin Begam of the Chet. The Ikin Begam of the Chet is I was standing in front of the Beira Olam. How did I do such a thing? Remembering that, that's the Aved of Yom Kippur. The Aved of Yom Kippur is the Lefnei Hashem. Then it's Titaru. If you remember Lefnei Hashem, then it's Titaru. That's Yom Kippur. Remember that you're Lefnei Hashem. Remember that you're always in front of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Remember that that's the Oymik Achet. The Oymik Achet is not what you did. That's not what the problem is. The Ikki Oymik Achet is that you forgot there's a Beira Olam on this world. You did something, forgot there's a Beira Olam on the world. We today suffer from that Chet in its utmost. We today suffer that Chet in its utmost. It's Kedai of Yom Kippur to awaken ourselves. Why is the Sakon of technology so great? Why is the second of technology so great? Because technology causes that one can do a chet without anybody knowing, without anybody around. So that's the chet of a ganef. A ganef is also ein of shalom mahalo kila ein eroyer. The chet of technology is the chet of making ki'ilu, the Beira Olam is not with me in the room. The Beira Olam is not with me in the room. I'm here myself. That's the chet. And the tikkun of that chet is the lefanecha. Remembering I'm always lefanecha. Ona mipenecha evrach. I can't run away from you. And if you remember the lefnei Hashem, that'll be goyim the tetoro, that'll bring down the tar of Yom Kippur. We should all have a gemach simeteva and a good givench to you.
Can we marv in the other room? Yeah.